The increase in opportunities for reporting has not translated into stronger respect for the fundamental freedoms of expression and access to information, according to the UN Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO. It says 121 journalists were killed last year, nearly double the deaths reported in 2010 and 2011. Philippe Kredelka is director of the UNESCO office in New York.
9 out of 10 cases of crimes against journalists, media workers, and social media producers go unpunished. This cannot stand. Violence and impunity undermine basic rights and freedoms. They erode public faith in the rule of law, they encourage self-censorship, and they poison governance.
On World Press Freedom Day, which is celebrated on the 3rd of May, the UN wants to ensure that journalists are free to report their stories, whether online or not. By exposing misdeeds and misrule, journalists continue to encounter governments, corporations, criminal gangs, and others who would prefer that they keep quiet. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
This year alone, a reporter in the Middle East has been shot dead by a sniper. A radio manager in Latin America was assassinated while leaving the station. A bomb attack in South Asia targeted civilians, rescue services, and the media. A community radio announcer in Africa was killed in a rebel raid on her broadcast facility. And in Europe, a journalist finally succumbed to the wounds he suffered in a beating years earlier that left him infirm and unable to speak.
With more than 200 journalists behind bars and an escalation in sexual violence against women reporters, Pamela Falk, who's president of the UN Correspondents Association, says more action is needed.
We ask the United Nations to make 2013 a year to protect journalists. Freedom of information is indispensable, and international law can support the purveyors of information, my fellow journalists.
That was Pamela Falk, president of the UN Correspondents Organization, speaking at the United Nations in an event in commemoration of World Press Freedom Day, which has been celebrated on the 3rd of May for the past 20 years. Diane Penn, United Nations.